Well, that rascally rabbit, Bob King, is on the line this morning. If we'd ever get some clear skies, oh, the things we could see up in the sky. Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy. Good morning there, Starshine.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. And I just heard in your forecast, and I see on my special phone forecast, that partly cloudy skies are we may get tonight, so we might see some stars tonight. There won't be a moon for a little while, so we'll have dark skies.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. But I noticed that something else was falling out of the sky overnight. I just came back from shoveling part of my driveway.
Yeah. This morning when I can always judge the depth of the snow when I let a couple of the little dogs out first thing in the morning. And depending on whether or not they disappear, that gives me a rough idea of how many inches of snow we got.
Many wonderful things come from the skies, don't they?
Oh, boy, they sure do. what's the deal? I got to ask you about this. Before we get going with the serious stuff, I got to ask you about this. What's the, this scientist says that Jupiter is taking pot shots at Earth. They thought that Jupiter was protecting terrestrial planets because, I don't know, it was big, it was there, it was in the way. But it turns out that, quote, Jupiter throws comets and asteroids toward Earth like a sniper.
Yes.
So I'm getting the sense that not only is Jupiter throwing stuff at Earth, but there's a real animosity there.
Real animosity. We have to be careful to attribute our feelings to planets.
Well, I didn't write the article. This guy wrote the article. This Kevin Grazier is a physicist who used to work at NASA. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that, like I said, he's the one that's attributing.
Well, it used to be considered that Jupiter really kind of was the big shield in the solar system, that it would sort of thwart any comet that was coming in and move it away from the Earth. So, and that's because of its powerful gravity. But his research does prove that in some cases that's still true in terms of solar system bodies, asteroids or comets that are between Jupiter and the Earth. But apparently, those which are located beyond Neptune in something called the scattered disk and the Kuiper belt, Jupiter does mess with those, and it can alter those objects' orbits and sometimes fling them out of the solar system, but also sometimes fling them back towards our planet and give us trouble. So, yes, it's just out there. Malevolent Jupiter.
Well, that's
you
what
you can't trust it anymore. You used to be able to.
Well, that's see now. What I'm wondering is, Pluto was dependable. Everybody loved Pluto. Pluto was little and innocent and harmless, and it got drummed out of the planet core. When will a petition be raised to expel Jupiter?
I don't think that's ever going to happen. Way too much power. It doesn't matter. Jupiter is a despot.
Yes, right. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
It is.
This we have learned.
Corrupts and power and it's corrupted since the early days of the solar system.
This is very upsetting.
Yes.
All right, tell me something cheerful that's going on locally. I'll feel better.
Well, I can tell you that Jupiter will return to the morning skies if you want to see face-to-face, if you want to meet your nemesis.
I
will
love
be
it.
Back.
Okay.
Those who do get up early like yourself, this time of year, can look in the southeastern sky, and first you'll see Mars. Mars is visible low in the southeastern sky in the constellation of Scorpius, and this coming week and a half, what's really cool is that Mars, which is very reddish-orange in color, will pass within just a few degrees of its rival, Antares, and Antares is the brightest star in Scorpius. It's a big, monster, red, supergiant star that's going to explode as a supernova one day. So the two of them will be paired up low in the southeast. If you can find them, continue towards the southeast, low, get lower, 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 and we're talking about an hour to 45 minutes before sunrise. Continue down towards the southeast horizon, and a week from now, you'll see a little twinkly object down there. That's Jupiter. So we have two morning sky planets at the moment. Jupiter is returning. Mars has been there for a while, and it's slowly brightening as the Earth and Mars get closer together in the coming months.
We might need to rename Jupiter Mars.
Right.
Because Mars was named for the god of war, and if Jupiter is the one that's picking fights, I'm just saying.
Is there a Greek god for bully? Because you could use that, too.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Yeah, sticks and stones, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, Jupiter's not throwing sticks. We can be grateful for that, I guess.
Well, another thing you can be grateful for is daylight. If you are a person who likes days.
Oh, yeah.
You like increasing daylight?
Well, oh, yeah.
When you're up at dawn, you're going to start noticing a change. It's very slow at the sunrise, but in the evening, you can definitely notice, if you pay close attention, that we've increased, I've got a little number I wrote down here, since the solstice, since December, mid-December, daylight length has increased 24 minutes in the evening. So the sun used to set at 4:21 in Duluth. It now sets at 4:45. So we've gained almost a half an hour.
Nice!
And in the morning, we have gained 3 minutes.
Wow.
So 27 minutes is what you've got, Lisa.
I'm happy.
Compared to the middle of December.
I usually miss the sunrise. There's like a week or two where if I wanted to read a book on my way in from the parking lot in the morning, I could. There's almost a, I'd push it a little bit, but there's just about enough light to read by in the morning. But that doesn't last very long.
Well, we're going to really notice it in February. That's the big month where you see the pickup in daylight.
Nice.
It really starts, the candle burns at both ends rapidly.
Good.
In February. Right now it's slow at sunrise, but really picking up some speed in the evening. So 27 minutes. Enjoy it.
Exactly. Take that 27 minutes and, you probably also have been seeing, I don't know whether it's, It's not perhaps really astronomy, but if you talk about enjoying the days, you have probably also seen on social media a lot of the photographers that are out at sunrise catching some absolutely exquisite. I've seen a few sunset photos, too, that were just drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh,
but
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of photographers have been out capturing sunrise through ice formations on the lake, and it's just exquisite.
Yeah, we had, I think it was one of Duluth's most photographed sunrises. With about 4 days ago, I think, Emily Larson had a picture that was very lovely. Our mayor, right on her Facebook page. But a lot of people did. It was gorgeous. Some of the most spectacular sunrises happen when there's a clear line at the horizon. When the sun is rising, it's clear right there. Sometimes it's just a little tiny, like an barely open eyelid of clear sky. And then a low cloud deck. Sun rises, comes through the clear, and lights the bottom of that low cloud deck. And that's what we got the other day. It was so spectacular.
And, of course, sometimes the sunset photos, I belong to a Facebook group, Minnesota Photographers, I think, and we were photographing in a kind of a heavily, compared to here, lightly forested area, so there were some trees to watch the sunset.
Oh, nice.
But the oranges and the blues in the sky and the pinks and then the blues and the purples in the snow were just exquisite. So if you want to really appreciate those extra minutes, you can go out and take pictures of them.
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere is such a wonderful thing. The way it removes certain wavelengths, certain colors of light, and scatters other colors. I'm so grateful for the air, for the color, and also to be able to breathe. Hey, I've got one more thing for you.
I'm just
the simple things in life.
I'm just writing this down so that I can put it on the next time I'm asked to endorse one of your books and review it. Atmosphere is a wonderful thing.
Yes,
say, and it other is, famous quotes from Bob King. Yes,
it really is. It's one of nature's paintbrushes, and there are many. One other thing I wanted to mention was that the International Space Station is returning for our region this weekend. So if you're out in the evening hours, you can see the space station. If you see a really brilliant object that looks like Venus, but it's on the move, it starts in the western sky and it moves east, you'll be watching the International Space Station. And later this week, I'll do a blog about how to view it and also some local times in which to see it.
Fantastic. And of course, we've always got a link to your blog on our website, so it's easy for folks to find. Bob, thanks a million so much for joining us. And please just take care, because Jupiter's throwing rocks.
I know. Well, I'm going to get some bulletproof glass here any day now.
Excellent. Looking
Thanks,
forward
Lisa.
To it. Thanks, Bob.
All right, take care.
Bob King is our host of Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on 103.3 KUMD.